She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409. My 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. This is our last month of being on the radio. I'm sorry, but it's hard. We don't have any sponsors. And the reason for the sponsors not wanting to come on is because of the range of the station. It doesn't reach. All the rest of the stations used to reach from Kauai to the Big Island. And this one, we have a problem. It has a hard time reaching Pearl City. So I'd like to apologize for that. But it all comes down to the cost of doing the radio show. So I apologize for that. Okay. Today we're going to be giving away, if you can answer the trivia question, Shell gas cards. But I've decided, and I talked to Bob here, and I think we should give one of the gas cards. There's only four, so we're going to give one of them to a very, very faithful listener and helper that's been testing the gas for a long time. We're going to give it away to Dean.
And we have Dean on the line right now.
Oh, hi, Dean.
Hi, George.
Yeah, we decided to give you the gas card for the great service you've done for the people of testing the gas.
Thank you very much, and the pleasure was mine, you know, all these years that, you know, the show has been on, because I always wanted to make sure that, you know, my own car was getting top quality gasoline too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you went out of your way, your own expense, to help the people and let them know about the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that a lot of them don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I have the one gas card for you.
Okay.
As a big mahalo.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to all these listeners there too.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Thanks, George.
Aloha. Aloha. Okay, so we'll move along, and the other topic is the mayor, I guess, is telling the police department to start tagging for manini stuff. Manini stuff means stuff like if you pass the stop line, there's a line before the crosswalk. If you pass that line and stop, you get a ticket. That is so manini. A guy and told me he got pulled over because he didn't stop at the stop line. What is that? I mean, what's happening here? They do it because, again, I'm going to tell you people, if you have a big bowl of money, and people stick their hand and take your money, and you don't say anything, they're going to keep taking your money until you pull a stop and say, hey, hold it. Okay? Everything's happening in our state and making Hawaii number one highest place to live. Okay? And what is that? Number five or four with the worst roads in the country? Hawaii is just a pin dot on the map. How can it be? It's because people don't say anything. Island of Kauai, all the premium grades is 82. Not 92. 82. All. And Kauai is the only island they don't announce what's the cost of gas. Gas, premium gas on Kauai is $3.75 a gallon. $3.75 a gallon. Well, they can do it because the people there don't say anything. The whole old mentality in Hawaii is no make noise, you're going to get in trouble. To a certain point, yes. But you know, there's a point where you got to draw the line. But anyway, this is Christmas holiday season. Be very careful, folks. There's a lot of crime going on. And it's getting bolder and bolder. Okay? They're burning houses with you inside. Don't leave packages in plain sight in your car. Don't do that. A lot of women do it. Well, I cannot say a lot of women. A lot of guys do it too. People see it. The thieves see it. They break your window and they take everything out. Don't leave anything in plain sight. Vineyard Boulevard by the Botanical Gardens. It's a high crime rate. People are breaking into the cars there and taking stuff from the car. The other thing that's happening is you women, I don't know why, but you all take so long to close the door when you get in the car. You open the door and you take your sweet time getting into your car, getting nice and comfortable before you close the door. You're inviting thieves to rob you. Especially now. Get in your car, shut the door, lock it. Okay? Then do whatever. But the best thing is get in the car, lock it, start it, and drive off. You want to do anything else, park someplace else and do it. Because the thief could have been watching and waiting for you to come back. Be careful. Be very careful. Okay? So, anyway. And you're not supposed to have, I don't recommend having any objects in the back seat of the car. Oh, in the car. That's loose. A long time ago, a young boy died. Because, you know, those young boys, they want that boom, boom, boom sound from the stereo and all that. This boy had two pretty good sized speakers by the back window of his car. Okay? He's coming down 9th Avenue. A bus didn't see him coming, and he hits the bus. Okay? Normally, he wouldn't have gotten injured or anything. But the speaker killed him. The speaker, when he hit the bus, flew forward and hit him in the neck. and killed him. So don't leave loose objects in the car. Okay? So, anyway, we're going to give away the first gas card. Okay? And the trivia is, where did Hawaiian Automotive 101 first start? What station? Give us a call at 808-888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? If you know the answer to where the first station we started from. Okay? Anyway, that's for a Shell gas card. Okay. Now, you all know that we also broadcast live on the internet. And the other day, I got a call. The lady was really sad, and she said that she's so sad that to hear that we're going off the air this month. And she wanted to ask me where she could buy the Royal Purple Motor Oil. So I assumed that she's talking from Hawaii. So eventually I asked her, oh, where are you calling from? She said, Canada. I said, oh, God. Okay. So I told her to go to Amazon.com. And she was so thankful. She said, oh, thank you. And I told her that she can call, you know, anytime or email me anytime. And I'd be glad to help her. So, but she was so sad, and I felt bad, folks. I felt bad, but it comes down to not being affordable anymore. Okay, who do we have on
here? We have Keoki from Honolulu.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
He wants to try to
get you. Yeah, I have the access from the radio station.
Okay.
KGU?
We have a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Give Wanda your info.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
I think you gave out the answer the other week.
I did?
Yeah, you said something about when you were discussing about where you first started.
Well, I guess some people listen. Bob, you don't have to nod your head. Anyway, okay. Okay, let's move on some more. You want to give one more away?
I don't know. There's some other people still holding that wanted to try the trivia, so I don't know if they have some other questions to ask you.
Oh, okay.
We have Joe from Waikele.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it? Man, you know, that was my answer. I was calling you way back then, and but I have a question.
Okay.
Do you folks still have are you folks still going to end up opening up another shop, or is your son Todd opened the one up already, or not, or what's going on with that?
Well, Todd is no longer with Nito's Auto Repair. And
okay.
Yes, we are trying to relocate. But every place
okay.
we go to, they say no automotive.
So how are we going to be informed where you're at then?
Just go to the website.
Check your website or something?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll announce it there. And when we can get open, we'll run an ad someplace. On the radio or TV.
Oh, man. All these years I've been listening to you, and I've tried it since with the mothballs and everything. So and the Royal Purple. Those were the best ones, and it's I'm still doing that. But anyway, George, Merry Christmas, man, and take care.
Same to you.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
Okay, we have Paul from Mililani.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, that was my answer too, GGU.
You've been listening a long time.
Yeah, so, let's see. I know you advertise for the cleaning company on Kapilani Boulevard across McKinley High School.
Crestec Cleaning Center.
Yes. But I found a place, if you want to inform your listeners, Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Don Quixote.
Yes.
And they sell it like about $8 something for a quart.
Really cheap.
Yeah, so that's where your listeners can get Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, I'll try again.
Merry Christmas.
The next trivia.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Now can we move forward? Yeah.
Do you want to go to a break?
No, because
no
of...
No breaks? No. No Bob's...
Oh, we're going to have...
Bob?
No, we're having Rolling Bob. We cannot eliminate Rolling Bob. He's still rolling. We got to pull him to a stop here. Okay, so we're going to put... where's Rolling Bob?
He didn't call in yet because he's expecting to have the break.
Well, he's rolling too fast. Hey, Bob, we got to slow down a little because it's Rolling Bob's time now. Anyway. And you notice, folks, on the freeways, people are going faster. They're going 60 in a 45-mile zone. The same things happen across the nation. They're going 80 and 90 miles an hour. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Why is everybody so much in a rush? Start earlier. And cruise. Enjoy the scenery. You don't have to speed. Okay? Speeding above 55 miles an hour, you use up more fuel than going slower. You want good mileage? Go slow. Okay? So anyway, Rolling Bob, put the brakes on and call in. Okay? So anyway. Anyway,
okay, we have Rolling Bob on the line.
Oh, no. Okay, you finally stopped.
I was waiting the whole time. I could hear Wanda on the phone talking to other people. So the Rolling Bob doesn't have any priority if anybody thinks I do.
Mm-hmm. I know.
My goodness. But you know what? I was in traffic yesterday for 2 hours, George.
Why?
2 hours.
What happened?
Because some accident, and it was back all the way through downtown. It was horrible.
Wow.
And I was like, what is going on? And I had to go from town to Waimanalo. Then I come back into town, and I'm on the Pali, and it's backed up all the way almost into Kailua. This island is insane. It's like the traffic here makes no sense to me.
Bob, I know what you're saying, because remember a few days back, somebody spilled oil on the freeway?
Right.
And it took, what, 3 hours to clean it?
Yeah, then the whole town shut down.
Yeah. Well, NHRA, drag racing, they have oil spills, but it don't take 3 hours to clean it. And it's a drag strip. Be super sanitary, because otherwise the next car is going to lose control on the oil, right?
Hey, George, about NASCAR?
Yeah.
They wreck the cars. They clean the track up in 10 minutes. They're back ready to go.
Yes, just like NHRA. They clean up the oil in less than 10 minutes, and they're racing again. What's wrong with Hawaii?
3 hours?
What happens here? First, you have to call somebody. Then they have to call somebody.
Then 3 hours?
Somebody. Then they call the first person back to verify. Then they say, okay, we got to get a crew ready.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine
I mean,
if they...
I know they use the fire department, but I don't think the fire department should be out there cleaning up oil still.
No.
They should be fighting fires.
Can you imagine if NHRA and NASCAR was like that?
Oh, yeah. The races would be a week long.
If anything...
You go to the race, you just camp out for the week. Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Here for the race. Okay. Because well, you know, every car lays down oil, right?
That's right.
There's a little drip. Anyway. But you, and my other tip was, like you said, but remember years ago, our advice is, ladies, for shopping, you get a bunch of your friends together, rent a limo.
Hey, good idea.
You don't have to worry about parking, right?
Yep.
The guy watches your stuff, or woman, don't want to be sexist. And, you know, they pick you up. You guys go shopping. You have a little champagne in the back of the car. You know, you have a nice time.
Yeah, you look like VIP.
Hey, don't worry about shopping. Don't worry about parking.
Yep.
And you have more money for shopping.
Good idea, Bob.
Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to roll along. And yes, you could have gave me a little warning. I'm listening going, when's the break coming? And you're like, call.
That's next year's surprise.
And folks, I know it's Christmas. Slow down. Take a breath at the parking lot. It's horrendous. You're not going to get out any faster by honking the horn and tailgating and getting yourself all worked up. Just relax, like George said. Slow down.
Yep.
Enjoy Hawaii.
That's right.
And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, Bob just mentioned about tailgating. I gotta tell you, Celine Steve was pulled over for tailgating.
When?
The other day.
Really?
Yeah. He was tailgating a policeman.
Oh my gosh. Unmarked car?
No. He couldn't see the blue light on the roof.
Daytime or nighttime?
Daytime. So he got pulled over.
Wait, how come he couldn't see the blue light?
I don't know. So the policeman said, hey, what's your rush? Anyway, he didn't get a ticket. He just got a warning.
That was lucky.
Yep. Anyway, here's the next trivia question. You ready?
Yes. What's the next trivia question?
There was a car dealership, well, several, on Kapi'olani Boulevard. This particular one was called Kapi'olani Motors. What brand of car did they sell? Kapi'olani Motors. What brand of car did they sell? Everybody's thinking, where was this Kapi'olani Motors? On Kapi'olani Boulevard. Okay, give us a call at 808-888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? Okay. Who do we have?
We have Judy from Honolulu.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
What's your
answer? Is this a Ponte dealer?
Wow, you must be Will Makule, yeah? That's right.
Is that correct?
Yes. We have a winner. Will Makule, lady. You got to be old to know that. It's been a long time ago. Okay, hang on and give Wanda your info.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move along. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay. Anyway, call in because you don't have that much time left, you know. There's only, what, two Saturdays left? Yeah, next Saturday and the following Saturday. So anyway, you know, too many businesses and people today in the world forget what Christmas is about. Okay? Christmas is not about money. Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. But everybody puts it into money. It's a family time of getting together. The only time people really think about or realize getting together is at the funeral. That's too late. Okay? Please, folks, change the holiday of Christmas to a time of spending together with the family. Because who knows, when the time comes, one will leave. Then it's too late. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 888-5204.
You had a few callers that wanted me to say that at Don Quixote, they don't have the royal purple that you recommend, the one with the HPS.
Yeah, because that's the that's the one everybody buys. And you can find it also at Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec also has the HPS.
Why Don Quixote has it? Because they're saying Don Quixote doesn't have the one with the HPS.
They have.
Oh.
They have. And because Nita's Auto Repair was a Royal Purple dealer, people been calling us about where to pick it up from. And because we're not open anymore, until we can relocate, it's hard for us to bring it in. But you can go to Crestec Cleaning Center or Don Quixote's.
I guess you have to go when they restock the shelves then.
Yeah, everybody's standing there waiting for them to restock it. That's goal. Anyway. Yes, so folks, slow down and take care of your family. This is Christmas. It's not happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. And I'd like to apologize to all my internet listeners that, you know, I'm sorry, but it's the cost that we cannot continue on the air. I didn't realize that people do really listen on the internet. Until the other day, I got that call from that lady in Canada. I was just confused. I didn't know where she was. I thought she was just down the road. I don't think they have Don Quixote's in Canada. They need to stop safety check. Safety check is not a good thing. Oh, we're going to have that one break today. And it's about time for that one break that Bob loves so much.
Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment. And I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. 888-5204. Okay, several great businesses have folded up because the cost of the rent. The rent is killing small businesses. And we're losing great people. One of them was Weaver Springs. Weaver Springs was the only spring company in all of Hawaii that could make springs for you at the right height. I don't know how he knew how to make it, but that man was fantastic. Fantastic. Unbelievable. The limousines and all these people used to go there. Terrific. The other one, I think a lot of you know who he is. He used to race too. Well, he still does. Was Marshall's Shell Service on the corner of Waikamilo and King. Was a Shell service station right across Farrington High School. Marshall Shell Service. The other one is a big company. Was Aloha Airlines. A lot of people lost their jobs. And then the Island Air. And a lot of people got stuck on that. These other two locations, I feel sad for the seniors because, you know, folks, seniors don't have anything to do and where to go. lots and lots of seniors used to hang out at Wailai Bowl. I know because I saw them there. We try to reopen Wailai Bowl for the seniors. And you know, old folks, they don't know. They don't remember that it's shut down. They're there outside of the door with their bowling bag, waiting for it to open. It's the saddest thing to see. But who cares? No. Bishop Estate don't care. The other one was Campbell. Same thing. The seniors waiting. They don't have anything to do. It's so sad. I'm sorry to bring this to you now at Christmas, but I'm trying to bring out everything so that people maybe would get activated and do something. And those are few of the things that I wanted to bring out. Hawaii is losing that big, big word called aloha. Even on the roads, back in the 50s, people always let you in, let you cross around, cross the street. Today, very few. They see you trying to change lane, they speed up. Very few let you in. We have to regain that meaning, aloha. Okay, so anyway, we have one more gas card to give away, right?
Yes.
So, that one there, let's give a real hard trivia.
Yeah, I think the other ones you gave are
too easy.
Must be.
It's either that or they've been listening for a long, long time. You know, the first day that I went to KGU to do the show, folks, I don't know if I told you, but half of me was saying no. And the other half was saying, yes, do it. You know that feeling? A lot of you have it when you're thinking of doing, going to do something, going someplace. Part of you is saying, no, 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 no. And the other one, the other part is saying, yes, go. You know that feeling? Well, that's the feeling I had to do the first radio show. And there was a fantastic guy there. His name was Derek. He was really, really fantastic. Unbelievable.
Oh, what was so great about him?
Well, he could do a commercial and you know, do different voices. You know, he could change his voice. Sound like a wahine or sound like a guy. You know, fantastic. And he could be talking to himself, making two voices, like two people talking. It was really fantastic. I went in, I told him, half of me saying no, half saying yes. He said, no worry, bro. I'll help you. And he did. He's fantastic. Really fantastic. He's a natural for radio. But anyway. On that same station, there was that health guy, David Snow, and the tooth doctor. Kind of slipped my mind what his name was. You remember his name?
Mm-hmm. Matsunaga or something?
Yeah. He's one fantastic dentist. He uses laser instead of a drill. So he doesn't have to numb your mouth to drill your tooth. The laser doesn't hurt. Anyway. Fantastic. And there was that legal guy. I forgot his name too. That was a long time ago. Anyway, Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, but, you know, when Hawaii, way back, had only pineapple, sugarcane, and tourism, life was really good. Now that we don't have sugarcane and pineapple, it's really rough for the people. Because if you remember back then, summertime, a lot of kids went to work for the cannery, pineapple cannery, for the summer and made some extra money. There's nothing like that today. So, I've been trying to do ethanol from sugar, and Governor Ariyoshi knew. He and I argued about sugar, pineapple. I told him, you know, pineapple sold fresh would have been better because Hawaiian pineapple is the best in the world. Nobody can compete. It's like in a race. You have the fastest car, nobody can compete against you. Okay? And sugar. Why did we send the sugar to California to make the white? Brown sugar sells higher than white sugar. So why not sell brown sugar instead of white? But instead of competing in sugar with Mexico and everybody else in the world, make ethanol. Hawaiian ethanol made from Hawaiian sugarcane makes more horsepower than Brazil or USA from corn. Yes. Hawaiian sugarcane makes the best ethanol in the world. So where is our ethanol? Ethanol can put Hawaii on the top shelf. It did for Brazil. Brazil in the 50s was third world. Brazil is no longer third world, folks. They're on ethanol. I don't know. I don't know what to say. All you gotta do is copy what your competitor is doing. Because we have a natural magic soil. Like the Maui onions. You ever tasted any onions better than Maui onions? Maui onions is from Arizona. But it's the soil that makes Maui onions special. Just like the sugar. So sad. What's happening to Maui sugar? Nothing. What about Molokai? Molokai Ranch? Nothing. We should go into ethanol. There's a federal mandate. Whoever produces ethanol and retails it, federal post office and everything, has to buy it. It's a no-brainer, but what can I say? There were 30-some-odd companies way back 20 years ago trying to do ethanol too. They all got shut down. They gave up. Well, I'm still trying. Because I believe in the Hawaiian ethanol as the best fuel. It does not damage anything. It makes the best vodka. In fact, there is a company now that's making wine? Was it wine? Or something from sugarcane, Hawaiian sugarcane. So, I don't know. It's like the racetrack, folks. I try to save it. I don't think there'll ever be one for Oahu. It's so sad. Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888 5204. Okay? if you have a question, announcement, whatever. And anyway, it's Christmas, and Christmas is changing every year. Let's try to bring it back to the old way, what the meaning, the true meaning of Christmas is about. Okay? Go ask Billy at Crestec Cleaning Center. He'll tell you. Okay? Billy is a nice guy. Crestec Cleaning Center has awesome stuff. Awesome. Go check it out. I like Billy's vacuum cleaners. There was one I think was named Herbie. Really, really awesome. Strong, powerful vacuum cleaners that don't make noise, folks. It doesn't make noise. So you can watch football and baseball and everything with no problem. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have now?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm so sad this might be the one of the last programs. But thank you for saying trying to help me with my problem last time. I went to Airport CarQuest, and then they moved to Sand Island area. But the guy installed the headlight bulb for me.
Good.
Yeah, but I was so touched when you say, you know, come to your shop. But, well, anyway, Happy New Year. And I did ask somebody if they knew somebody, and they were going to ask, but hasn't gotten back to me. So, to help you find a place.
Yeah, the light bulb, Barbara, light bulb is minor. They're not supposed to charge you to change a light bulb.
No, they didn't. They just,
yeah.
The guy just put it in for me.
Let me tell you a Forigi joke, okay? How many people does it take the Forigis to change the light bulb?
How many Forigis?
To change a light bulb.
None.
Takes two. Oh. One holds the bulb and the other one spins him around. So, it doesn't, light bulbs and stuff, it's all part of a free service from the auto repair shop. That's what it's supposed to be, but we're losing it.
Yeah, they showed me, one guy showed me a YouTube, and I thought, oh, I can do it. And the other guy said, I'll put it in for you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
That's why I go to the Airport CarQuest.
Mm-hmm.
They have been so nice to me when women get, taken advantage of.
Oh, men get taken too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, because the teacher at McKinley High School, the automotive teacher at McKinley High School doesn't know how to change oil.
Yeah.
The teachers are not qualified today.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's sad. So what is the kid supposed to do when he graduates from high school and don't have the money to go technical school or college? What happens? He has no skill. It's sad. And it's all the cause of the principal, not the DOT. Not the Department of Education. Is the principal. I found out the principals of each school is responsible about who's in the class, instructing the class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if their heart is not about educating the young people,
mm-hmm.
they should be out of there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you must have other callers because almost no time to talk to you again, so take care, everybody.
Well, we have two more Saturdays.
Oh, two Saturdays?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
We have Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
So you got to get up your questions fast. But you can call my shop. My shop number hooks up to my cell phone. So if you have any questions or need help.
So if you find a place, your son is going to join you?
No. No, he's no longer with Nita's Auto Repair.
Uh-huh.
No.
You're going to do it yourself?
No, I have another boy that is really excellent. Excellent.
Well, if your teaching must be excellent too, so.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Thank you, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And I'm so glad you gave Dean one of the show cards.
Oh, I think he deserves it. Don't you think so?
Thanks, Dean, for all your hard work. Okay.
Okay.
And Wanda too.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Adam on the line.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, hi, George. Last week, you mentioned there's another service station that sells gas, like a Shell service station. What is it?
What are you talking
about? You know the octane?
All the stations today are the same.
Oh, are they all the service stations?
Yeah. Dean, just recently, I guess he forgot to mention that, but Dean checked recently and 76, Heli, Texaco, everybody's 92 is 90. Shell is 91.
Oh, okay, good to know that. Well, George, hey, you have a nice Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, we have Clinton from Manoa.
Hi, Clinton. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, this is Clinton. Yeah, so I came to your shop a couple of times, but I want to make a couple of comments here. You know, the guy doesn't even know how to change oil, the teacher at McKinley's.
Nope.
You know why? Because when I went there, they had a chassis dyno, and didn't work because they didn't have parts for it. But they had a chassis dyno in there. They also had a paint booth over there, yeah?
Yes.
And then what it is, you know, Farrington used to have one of the best automotive programs in the state or something.
You know why?
Oh, why is that?
The instructor.
Yeah.
Sid Sakamaki.
Yeah.
Used to race.
Is that right? No wonder. They used to have the best program at Farrington, but they never have a paint booth like McKinley had. And so a lot of things went downhill, yeah.
Yep.
Man, so and I'd like to thank you for everything, all the advice you give on the radio. Because all the way back, I heard from somebody you put mothballs in the gasoline from somebody that didn't have any credibility. So I said, oh, no, cannot be. So and then I started to listen to you on the radio. And then I talked to a friend of mine that used to race. He goes, oh, yeah, that's an old racist trick. I go, oh, really? So since then, I started to put it in. And, you know, because it was really frustrating. Because I think my owner's manual said I could put regular in, but I could hear the pinging, you know.
Yep.
Really soft pinging when the thing shifted overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
And now every day when I go up a hill, I check to make sure my car not pinging because I put mothballs and all that stuff. Yeah,
it helps, right?
Oh yes, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to call too. If for some reason I gotta get ethanol, how can I get ethanol?
I will be well. If we can reopen again,
yeah,
I will be bringing it in.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're not bringing it in? Like?
No, I don't have any place to put it.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Understood. I know. You tried it?
Yes, I did.
How you like it?
Oh, I kind of like it. I came to your shop and told you about it. I said, oh, man, you gotta be careful with the throttle because the thing spins the wheels. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's good.
Well, it's really good.
I know.
Really, really nice and smooth, too, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I'm really grateful for your program. I try to listen to it as often as possible. Sometimes cannot, but
you can listen on the internet.
The internet, okay.
Yeah, we have archives.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. So give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Barbara on the line.
Hi, Barbara.
George, since that guy talked about ethanol, say give 10 stars, 100 stars to ethanol. But my question is, if we find you a place, not necessarily in this month, but later on, you're still interested?
Yes.
And then you might get back on the radio.
I will.
Oh, okay. Then everybody who's listening, we're going to help George find a place, because it's hard to find a person in any profession with the kind of heart that George has. So when you find somebody like that, we got to support him. So we know that it doesn't have to be by the end of the month, preferably by the end of the month. But if we cannot, let's try and try. All we can do is if you find a place that George likes, then we let him know. And if he cannot, cannot. That's it.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. Take care.
Aloha. Okay.
So, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Is it 2 minutes? 3 minutes.
Wow.
3.5.
You're doing football now. 2 minute warning. Okay.
I have to count down 2 more shows, that's why.
I see. But anyway, usually Shell would donate 12 gas cards. Now it's down. We have one more to give away?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The last Shell gas card. Okay. Where was Victoria Ward Mansion? Where was the Victoria Ward Mansion? Give us a call at 888-5204. That mansion was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Awesome. And it should have been still there today. Because that was a very historic site. And it's sad how they demolish all the old stuff. You know, they were trying to demolish McKinley High School. And they're not supposed to have demolished Hawaii Raceway Park, because that's supposed to be on the registry as the first real raceway in Hawaii. But they did. You know, history in the eyes of the politicians in Hawaii means nothing. Demolish it. It's sad. Okay? So give us a call if you know where the mansion for Victoria Ward was. Okay. As for the last Shell gas card. Okay? It's sad. You know, it's a Christmas thing. And all the past year, Shell been donating 12 gas cards. And this year, it's only 4. Okay, who do we have?
Okay, we have Kevin from Honolulu.
Hi, Kevin. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, was it where the Oahu Street or whatever, where the Victoria Ward warehouse was?
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. Was it on the properties where the Blaisdell Arena Concert Hall, that whole block was the Victoria Ward property with the house in it?
Hey, you makule, are you?
Yeah, you betcha, I'm the same age as you.
You got it. You want it.
Yep.
Give Wanda your info.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Okay. Take care of each other, folks. And this is Christmas, Jesus Christ's birthday. Treat it as it is, not as a commercial. Take care of each other. Please, please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.